shit. It's Cuzzo. Shout out to all my niggas locked down. We gon' get it right. Let's get it. This for real niggas, never rat, hold a block down. G-Wall Chronicle for all my niggas locked down. This for real niggas, got not holding the fam down. G-Wall Chronicles for all my mans locked down. This for real niggas, never rat, hold a block down. G-Wall Chronicles for all my niggas
locked down. This for real niggas, got not holding the fam down. It's been a minute, that's transpired.
Many things.
Since the last time you've been with us.
Yeah. I hope y'all miss me. You know, friend has been holding it down as he's supposed to.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But what is G-Wall Chronicles without the co-host?
Yes, there's nothing without your friend. There's nothing without your friend. So just to catch up on some things, just to, you know, break the ice on some things. It's been a hell of a year. We got the election going on. We got a lot of laws being changed from Pastor Ashtray, please. We got a lot of laws in place to be changed. We got a lot of stuff going on, people. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff going on. So we're going to get to just an icebreaker real quick. For an actual question.
Yes, sir. Say it, sir.
Do you... stupid. We're going to start it off like this. Do you believe that a prison sentence is justice?
I believe that it depends on what the crime was.
Okay.
There are certain crimes that I feel that needs to be handled in the justice system, and some crimes that need to be taken upon the people. Okay. I am all for people who are vigilantes. I am all for that, because oftentimes the law does not, we don't get justice properly.
Right.
You have, for example, you have men and women who are pedophiles, men and women who are child molesters, they're sexual predators, they prey on young children. Even as far as rapists,
mm-hmm.
you have these people who take, that's what that is, that's taking
mm-hmm.
without consent. You're taking innocence from people.
Okay.
And you get probation, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
Right.
But you have someone who maybe sell drugs, they may hustle, they may just sell weed. And this person may get caught with an ounce of weed and they get 10 years. But somebody who molested a child.
It happened.
You understand? Someone who has molested a child can go and do no time mm-hmm. and come out and get a job and walk this free earth with no issues at times. Sometimes they don't even register as a sex offender.
Sometimes they don't even register. Yep.
So that's not justice. So you know what? When I see you on the street, let's take care of this. Yes. Let's take care of this.
Okay.
Hey, people. Thank you for tuning in. You know, that's how I feel about it.
I mean, it's like I tell people, just because you in jail don't mean you suffering. It don't mean you doing bad. I mean, they got some jobs in the jail that pay like $200 a month. You could work in the kitchen and make your own meals. You can have street meals. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, you know, just because you're in jail, I mean, you know, doing a hard time. You know what I'm saying? So a prison sentence, especially to somebody like a pedophile or rapist, they're going to even be able to satisfy their sexual urges in there at an all-time high.
So how do they suffer?
You know what I'm saying? So how are they suffering? And then if they make it through the 10, 15, 20 year bid, they make it through. Everybody not dying.
Nope.
In there. You got some motherfuckers that's making that shit. You know what I'm saying? Walking that shit down. A 30 piece. They got 26 in. Like, you know what I'm saying? They in jail. They preserved. They eating right. They getting proper rest. Because if you look at the structure of prison, wake up at 5 o'clock. Breakfast served 5:45, 6 o'clock. You go into work. They call work call 7:45, 8 o'clock. They call lunch at 11:30, 12. Dinner's at 4:35. You outside on the rec yard working off what you ate. You going back to the unit, you eating something a little. You know what I'm saying? So if you think about it, the structure of it is proper.
Well, yeah.
As far as the timing.
Yeah.
The timing, you know, you in bed by a certain time. You up by a certain time. You're getting 7-6 adequate hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at when you go to lunch, you got a cold bar, you got a salad bar, you got white rice, you got yellow rice, you got beans, you got salad, you got tomatoes, you got cucumbers, you got onions. This is in the federal prison. This is in the chow.
At a shelter. Sometimes you may only
breakfast,
have
1 meal a day. Breakfast, you might get pancakes, French toast, scrambled eggs, waffles. Lunch, you might get fish, burgers, chicken, and you still got the salad and everything over there that you can still use. And then dinner, you always got salad, you always got white rice, you always got brown rice, because they cater to the Mexicans in there. So you always got salad, you always got, so even if they're serving pork, you can still go get a salad, ranch dressing, different type of dressings that you can get. I mean, you can still make yourself a salad or bag up some shit and go to your unit and cook. Know what I'm saying? So you don't always gotta
be out in the mess hall.
Yeah, you don't always gotta be the mess hall. Nah, you can just, you don't gotta go at all. You know what I'm saying? What you know about the mess hall?
I mean,
the word mess hall.
I know people that were incarcerated.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can't start the show without speaking on the most trending thing that's going on right now. And I'm gonna rip this shit to pieces because. They really doing Diddy dirty.
DDD. Doing Diddy dirty.
Double jeopardy charges.
Double jeopardy charges.
Because listen, as a constitution of them declining him bail,
you saying
that he's chased down a victim and beat victims, and all you're referring to is the one video with Cassie.
Oh.
Which he settled out.
He did.
And he paid his debt.
He did.
He paid $30 million of a debt. So why is this coming back up? Now they're saying she was running from a freak off. She was trying to get away. And come on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You bringing up something that happened already.
Right.
That I dealt with already.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I dealt with that already. That's dealt with already.
Right.
So a lot of the shit, like, and I tell niggas all the time, big shot lawyers don't mean shit in the feds. You can go in there with $1 million lawyer. You're going to get what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying?
Because some things are set in stone.
Some things are set in stone. The guidelines are set in stone. Okay. The guidelines are set in stone. There's something called
the inside. People will okay. Because they don't really, they may not know.
Okay.
So if you go to jail for, let's say I'm gonna use my case. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna use my case. I got 3 co-defendants. Okay.
Yes.
We went down for robbery. Right. Robbery, possession of a firearm with the intent to commit a robbery, and interfering with interstate commerce. Now you usually get 3 charges, 4 charges. How the feds go? You cop out to 1 and 2, they'll drop 3 and 4.
Okay.
You cop out to 1 and 2, they'll drop 3. When you plead guilty, they're always going to take some off the table for you. Okay, boom. You get into the system. Now, we're all going to get different time depending on our criminal histories. Okay. The fence is based upon criminal histories. So here it is. When I went to the fence, I had 1 prior conviction. Okay? My Cody Randy had 4 prior convictions. Okay, my Cody Cali had 1 conviction and D had no convictions. So now Randy's looking at 11 to 15 years because he's category 4, level 6.
Because
he already got previous charges. Right, so you go to level this, category this. D had no charges. He's category 1, level 6. So he's looking at 5 to 9 years. Callie was a 2-time felon. He's looking at level 2, category 6. He's looking at 9 to 13 years. So we're here for the same crime, but depending on our criminal histories, is how they. So you're quickly gonna make it be like, how he get this time and he get this time. Well, if let me explain, I don't got no criminal history points. He do. We in 2 different. So when you getting this your 4th, 5th gun charge, then they call you a habitual offender. Now you're an armed career criminal. You started with 20.
Yep. Off the rip.
Off the rip.
Yeah.
Off the rip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what they doing with Diddy, they violating his due process with this internet indictment shit. You know what I'm saying? You indicting people. And they started that process with R. Kelly. Mm. All right, you put out a documentary first. That's means of a mistrial, because everyone in the world watch Tubi.
Yeah.
YouTube, Netflix. Yeah. These things come on your phone, on your apps, yeah, on your smart TV for free. Did he do it? Is the most trending thing up there? Did he do it? Did he? Name one juror that's going to give him a fair shot.
Nobody.
Name one juror that didn't watch TV.
Everybody, and everybody is waiting. You know how many people are probably waiting to be called to be on this jury? What? You know how many people probably are waiting?
That's if he go to trial. If he go to trial, they may offer him a good enough plea deal
that he won't.
Because what happens is life would be your back number, or 30 would be your back number, or 60 would be your back number. Life was my back number, so I'm going to offer you a plea. Yeah, it's on my pay. I'm going to offer you a plea for 12 years. Either you take this plea, or roll the dice and go to trial. If you roll the dice and go to trial, now we're going to separate each charge. Count one holds a minimum of 7 to 15.
Oh.
Count two holds 10 to 25. And count three holds life. So I can go from anywhere from your lowest number to your highest number when it comes time to sentencing. So the judge got the power.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
It's guidelines. You know what I'm saying? But the judge can go above or below your guidelines if they choose to. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me.
You okay?
Yes. So this is where a downward departure comes from. A downward departure is a sentence reduction.
Okay.
Okay? Usually downward departures are half your sentence cut in half. Your sentence cut in half. So if you had 10, you get 5. You had 20, you get 10. Big Meech had 30, now he got 15.
They call him Big Meech. Larry
Hoover. So what they're putting Big Meech in the category now is what I talked about in one of my prior episodes called third party snitching.
What's that?
Third party snitching is I'm locked up and I got my girl out there working for me. So I tell her, baby, get up under all the drug dealers. Find out who working, find out who doing this, find out who doing that, find a plug. Let this cop know what's going on. And when he get the conviction, they're gonna let me go.
What?
Third party snitching. Yeah.
Wait a second.
So according to the masses, that's what's going on with Big Meech right now. That's what's going on with him right now. If you see somebody get half their sentence cut, in the feds, you know what time it is. Okay? So now, back to the Diddy case, right? So a lot of people want to know the difference between sex trafficking, human trafficking, and commercial sex trafficking. Okay? Commercial sex trafficking is it's a few different meanings here.
Okay.
Commercial sex trafficking is paid services. Commercial is paid. So now your escort from Cali, I'm going to pay you to come here to have sex with me. I'm saying that's commercial. Okay. It's already paid for. And so it was privately paid for.
Okay.
And then you came.
Okay.
Okay. Sex trafficking is I pay you when you get here. For your services. So I paid you already, you come. I proffer you to come, you come, I pay you.
Wait.
You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but why
they got hit charged?
Because you're still paying.
Right. But I paid for you to come, and then now I coerce you to get here and then pay you when you get here. So you got escorts that tell you I sell sex. Right? Boom. He's paying for sex workers. Because you got people who they saying that he paid sex workers. These are paid sex workers that came. So it's you're a paid sex worker, you're a commercial sex worker, and I charged you across state lines. So you got professional state workers, professional sex workers, and then regular girls who sell pussy, prostitutes. It's difference. It's different.
If y'all can see my things right now,
if you something there with okay, if you work for a company,
okay,
and I contact one of the companies in Vegas to get a girl,
yeah,
that's commercial. I contact the company, I pay for her services, she's on her way. Right. Okay. Now, this is a girl who's not into a service. She's independent on her own.
Like, say, for instance, myself. If right. I was into that.
Right. Okay. Now, that's sex trafficking because you don't have a service. You don't have an LLC behind you. You don't have a, you're not a sex worker. A sex worker is an escort.
It's an escort.
They got male and female escorts, training escorts, whatever. They got escorts.
Right.
I'm hiring an escort. You know what I'm going to an escort service for. Right. But if I get a girl who prostituting on the street.
I see.
You see what I'm saying?
I see.
So it's all about the legalities, about the verbiage.
That's crazy.
Now, the intent.
The intent. What's the intent?
If I go on your page and you from Georgia and I'm digging you and I'm like, your mom was good, then I'm trying to see what's up with that. All right, boom, I'm going to send you a flight. I'm flying you in with the intent to have
sex with you.
Yes, sex trafficking.
So that is illegal.
Yes.
But I'm an adult.
They charge me with gun trafficking.
Because you went
interfering with interstate commerce.
But I'm an adult.
And you make
you're
it
making a choice, a consensual choice, to have sex with a man who lives in another state.
But now when your money get low, you decide you want to put this information out to the public. Yeah, he was plying me and da-da-da. And that's the bullshit.
Okay, so guys, listen up. So, I think I got it now. So, what he's saying is that if we do this, go state to state, and I can turn around and say that you paid me to meet you in Georgia and have sex with you. So they can now go and arrest you for sex trafficking. That's not okay. Because you consented to this. You were consensual.
How you get that plane? I'm not even.
That's crazy.
I'm in Jersey waiting for you.
I didn't put a gun to your head.
You got on that plane back there. You called it Uber to that
room? Yes.
And got in that plane with the. Your intent was to come to me to have sex.
And to get this money.
Was to wait for you.
Yeah.
Your intent was to come.
So why is it the woman? See, now this is where.
The rights of it once again.
This is where I'm not okay with that because as a woman, ladies, we should not be doing that. If this man, if you went willingly, if a man paid you willingly, paid for your flight, paid for your hotel, you even say it sounds, he paid for your hotel, he paid for your flight, and he paid you to have sex with him. Why would you even do that to him? What's the purpose of that? What are you gaining from that? Because at the end, it's illegal on his part, it's illegal for you too. And you should be held accountable as well if you feel as though this is what you want to go and do.
And that's why they make deals.
And that's not okay. That's
why they cut deals.
That ain't okay.
No, it's not okay.
I'm not okay with that.
No, that's why this is why they cut deals.
So this is what's going on with Diddy, is what you're saying.
Right, so anybody who, he paid for me. And then when you get there, whoever you have sex with is involved in this conspiracy. Wow. So now you can say, yeah, Pesos flew me in. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. He flew me in. When I got there, you know, I met so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And, you know, so now so-and-so is on this indictment. Right? Because, look, I took a screenshot, right? I took a screenshot of something. Followers, give me a second. I took a screenshot of his indictment. Okay, when he went to court with Lil Rod. Okay. Rodney Jones is the producer. Okay. So you see this, right? It says Rodney Jones, Lil Rod, against Sean Combs, Justin Dior Combs, Ethiopia Habertarian, Lucian Charles Grange, Christina Coram, Callis Recording Studios, Love Records, Motown Records, Universal Music Group, Combs Global Enterprises, John and Jane Doe's 1 through 10 and ABC Corporation's 1 through 10.
Oh, that's
right.
Oh, that's the people.
Right. So what they're doing in this case, yeah, that's how they come to you. Step down or get indicted.
Holy
step down or get indicted. They're coming to you.
Why they stepping down is because they have gave involvement.
They gave, so this is how they coming to you. We got you on these footages. Right? Give us some information and step down and you walk away. Or get exposed. Or lose your marriage.
Do you think that they to say something and step down, or I'm just gonna step down?
That was the feds don't play like that. You gonna give us something. You gonna step down and talk to us, or get hit with this indictment and be in there with his ass. You see what we just did to him, right? What you gonna do? I'm gonna step down, tell y'all what y'all wanna hear, and my name ain't gonna be never mentioned again. Because you got people that have to take the stand. You got character witnesses, and you got witnesses that actually take the stand.
Yeah,
these niggas is character witnesses.
Yeah,
over 50 people. Freak off, freak off, freak off, freak off. But a freak off is not. You got to prove. You said that it was coercion by force, bribery. Prove that.
Right. And everybody, and let's be very clear about this. Everybody that was involved was not coerced. You have people going to these freak offs willingly. You have people who wanted to know what goes on. So you, when you got the invite, you took your ass there.
Yep. Because the who's were there.
It's crazy. It's this whole fiasco is just
the who's were there.
It's just too much. It's too much. It's too much. This is over like 30 years of whatever went on, you know, yes, we all are aware. You know, they've been talking about these freak-off parties for years. Dude, in the 90s, they were talking about it.
It's been going on
for a long time. He was the only one, you know, but unfortunately, a lot of people who are a part of these, who are the ringleaders, who, you know, are the head of these, a lot of them get their time, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
It must be his time right now.
It's definitely his time right now.
You know, 50 Cent and so many others, you know, speaking out on this, Dr. Umar, you know, and many people are in agreement and saying that, you know, this all happened from the deal with that
The liquor company,
when he got awarded that money.
Yes.
You know, and because they don't, you know, they don't want to pay us.
They don't want to pay us that kind of money. You know what I'm saying? So, when you break down that case, it's all keyword intent. So, with that being said, fellas, we gotta be careful when we meet these women online, soliciting sex, putting it out there that they selling sex, while I live in Philly. Even if she live in Philly and you in Jersey, and you send an Uber to get that motherfucker, sex shop. If she wanna call rape, or a family member wanna say, he pimped her and took her out there. It don't matter. It take two or more to start a case.
Yep.
Two or more people to start a case.
I mean, so I guess the bottom line is stop flying folks out and paying them for sex.
Even these videos niggas put up, or when they be kicking the girls out or for canceling their flights.
Right.
Because girls ain't gonna have, I flew you out and you don't wanna fuck. Hey, yo, bro, you got to be mindful of what you're putting out there in social media. You know what I'm saying? You got to be mindful of that because you're just basically admitting to
sex trafficking.
It's verbiage. I flew her out with the intent for her to.
Yeah. So we all, men and women, be very mindful of how you are moving forward now, because I did not know this information until he told me this today. And we have to be really careful about how we're moving about. Yes, you know, we are adults. Yes, we feel as though we can do what we want to do with our own bodies because it's our body. But some of these things are illegal and you can't trust people.
No, you can't.
You can't trust people. You know what I mean? So we have to definitely be careful. Be careful. Be careful.
So, I'm sorry, just some good weed, y'all. So now, okay, boom, they moved him to, they put him in Embassy Brooklyn, which was regular because he's in Manhattan. So that's typical. But Everybody like, why did they move him to North, right? Mm-hmm. And they kind of did Casanova the same way. So what happens with that is, 9 times out of 10, it's an influence move, or somebody who will be going against him will be housed at the previous jail, and we don't want you to be able to get to him because you got that type of influence. You know what I'm saying? So let's just say if he was still in, it's more space in DC, Brooklyn. And if he's in North, he can't tell who's coming, who's going, unless he hear about it, you know what I'm saying, later on. So if I'm in a hole, if I'm Diddy and I'm in a hole on the 8th floor, come on, we got COs that's Damu, we got COs that's Crip, we got COs that's selling pussy in there, all type of shit. So you might have a motherfucker come in the world of the jail travel faster than the world of the street. So let's say little Ronnie Moe is on 5 lower. He on 5 lower and he testifying. That word to get upstairs to Diddy so fast. Right? And yo, your man, he downstairs, he about to work. So now, hey yo, get work to somebody down there. I got 100,000 to think. Da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Boom, just get to him, get him to change his mind, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if I'm in a whole nother jail, in a whole nother state, I won't know about none of that type shit. Because they got him in the hole. They got him in the hole. He's not in general population. He's in PC. He's in the hole. Right? He's on the tier where he's locked in. He'd probably get 2 showers a month. I mean, two showers a week. Excuse me. Probably get 2 showers a week. 1 phone call a week. You know what I'm saying? Being that he did, he might get a special privilege and get more phone calls. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely going to get... somebody going to slide him a phone. You know what I'm saying? Here and there, that, you know, whatever the case may be, we're gonna put that out there. But he's definitely gonna get special perks. He's Diddy, at the end of the day. People still gonna do things for him. You know what I'm saying? But he's in a small ass room. And all I could, if you stand by your room door, spread your arms out as wide as they can spread, and take 12 steps back and turn around and do it again, that's how much space he got inside that room. That's the picture I could paint for you. Stand by a door, spread your arms out as wide as they can spread, and back up 12 steps and turn around and do it again. That's where his bed, dresser, and toilet and sink is at. Okay, you get 2 showers a week when you're in protective custody, aka the hole, aka the shoe, special housing unit, aka the box, aka whatever you want to call it. PC, protective custody. High profile motherfuckers. Sometimes they gotta go on PC because it's the nigga out there who want to be known for the nigga that punched Diddy in the face. He'll get 100 interviews when he come home. He'll get a platform. You know what I'm saying? When he come home, if he's the nigga that's known for slashing Diddy, for punching Diddy in the face, who cut Casanova? And when he come home, I did that shit. It was me. You know that? Like everybody want clout. You know what I'm saying? So of course they're gonna put him in a different housing unit where he wouldn't be able to get, you know, minimal contact with the public until he get where he going. Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, with the lawyer situation, where I tell niggas, like, yo, the feds told me, I went through, I always speak on things I got 100% proof of or things I've been through. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when I went in, I had that same mindset. I had a couple dollars. So fuck that. Me get a pay lawyer. I want a pay lawyer. You know what I'm saying? I was in that type shit. And niggas in the joint was like, bro, you ain't save that money, my nigga. Don't. You gonna get what you gonna get. It don't. I mean, if you not, you only gonna get lower if you snitching. It ain't no higher unless you in here wilding. So the first lawyer I interviewed, he came straight in the door. Okay, look, if you cooperate with Russell, whoa, you didn't ask him. Russell Bowles is his name.
Whoa,
I said, bro, you ain't even.
He wants you to snitch.
You ain't even introduce yourself. You didn't shake my hand and say, what's up? You just come in the door talking about some ratting and shit. Like, the fuck? Like, bro, you just, like, all right, bro, you fired before you even hired, right? And then the next lawyer that came in, he was like, yo, listen, you got a decent lawyer already working on your case. Just rock with her. Save that money, bro. You're going to need it. You know what I'm saying? Look into your shit. They got you dead. They got you cold, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing you can do. It's like I said, there's something called the PSI. Pre-sentencing investigation. Now, I got locked up in the month of February. My PSI was done about July. Because I got sentenced like the month and a half, 2 months after. So in July, a person comes and sit down with you and they ask you about 255 million questions. I'm talking about he gonna start from your childhood all the way up to current day. He gonna ask you every drug you use, every fight you saw, violence in your household, etc., etc. They building the profile on you. They're gonna go through every single case that you caught, whether you were on probation when you caught cases, because it all adds up to points. You know what I'm saying? It all adds up. Everything they ask you adds up. They're gonna tell if you're eligible for the drug program, which takes off 18 months of your sentence. The feds, you don't do 85% of your time. You do 87.5% of your time. There's no 85%, it's 87%. Off 10 years, you do 8 years, 7 months, 5 days. That's not 85%, that's 87%.
You heard it here first.
So I just lost it. So once you're done with that PSI, you get it back about a month later. Now, this PSI is very important because if you cooperated, it's going to be on there. Your cooperation is going to be in two documents, a piece of paper. It's going to be in your PSI or your sentencing timeline, your sentencing minutes, which is everything that the stenographer typed while you were getting sentenced. If you cooperated at all, it's going to be in the argument of the defense to get you a lower sentence. So they're going to say, Your Honor, he helped with this case. That's why when you get sentenced, they want you to send that home. They don't want you to have that because that can get you killed. That can get you hurt. You know what I'm saying? Having that piece of paper. And then once that comes back, on the last sheet, it's going to tell you what your guidelines are. And that's when you see, okay, this is what I'm looking at. So a hotshot lawyer can't tell you what you're looking at in the feds until that PSI is done. They can't tell you a motherfucking thing. So for motherfuckers that don't know, they lying to you, oh, I can get you 10. No, they can't. Unless you snitch it, no, they can't. No, they can't. It's impossible. Your PSI hasn't been done yet. Your PSI hasn't been done yet. So there's no way he can tell you that he can get you that type of time. Feds don't give a fuck about no money. They print money. Feds want that info. Who you giving us next? You know what I'm saying? And that's for, you know,
they want that info to get you killed.
They want that, and
you know, it's that, you know, people who listen. I've never been to jail, and I know it's, you know, everybody has different experiences. Of course, who really wants to go to jail? However, you know, to run your mouth and say something about a situation or event that took place, especially if you were part of it. You are part of it. You made a choice willingly. And now you want to run your mouth and tell on these people who possibly were your friends, your family members, people that you were close to. And ruin your life, their life, when you could have just kept your mouth closed and do what you got to do and keep it moving.
It's sad because...
Keep your mouth closed.
Because...
Keep your mouth closed.
It's never been. Your mother tell you when you're young, don't be a tattletale.
Do not tattletale. Nobody likes a tattletale.
You know what I'm saying? They did this.
Nobody likes a tattletale.
You know what I'm saying? Now, so now let's go deeper in the Diddy case, but on the inside political standpoint. I've been in 3 compounds: Fort Dix, Cumberland, Maryland, Leavenworth, Kansas. Okay. I've been active in all the compounds I've been in. Okay. I never sit out. You know what I mean? It is either I was with the red team or I was with Jersey. One or the other. You know what I'm saying? Because in some situations it was beneficial. You know what I'm saying? To you know, you might have been around some corny ass niggas. Honestly, you might have been around some corny ass niggas, yo. And you gotta make it happen. You know what I'm saying? So, I ran the yard. I ran a yard in Cumberland, right? Shot caller type shit. You know what I mean? I'm a regular dude. I'm a regular schmo. You know what I'm saying? But what happens is somebody got to be responsible for the brothers. Somebody got to have a like-minded mind, a sound mind to be able to deal with other cars and other affairs. Because you got 60 Jersey niggas you accounted for. Somebody then stole something from somebody. Somebody then did some bullshit to somebody. And now it's 60 of us outside and 70 Pittsburgh niggas outside. And somebody got to be able to be like, hey, yo, look, hold on. What happened? That was good. Hold on. Da-da-da. Okay, listen, can we work something out? Can we da-da-da? It got to be somebody that niggas come to that got a sound mind. And the person that had it before I got there felt that I was of level mentally to take it. It had nothing to do with tough guy shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't be a tough guy and run a car. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a thinker.
They don't respect that.
No. You got to be a thinker. Tear some shit up if you need to, but you got to be a thinker. You know what I'm saying? So, if Diddy walk on the yard, there's a few things that's going to happen. Either they're going to send him to a cheese factory yard, which is for high profile rats, all type of rats, snitches, pedophiles, people that can't, a cheese factory. They send him there. It's a bunch of those jails around. They'll send him there. To where won't nobody ask him no questions. You're good. Doesn't matter. We don't ask questions here. You're okay. I wasn't on none of them yards ever. I was on active yards, but niggas wanted paperwork. So I'm going to tell you what would happen if he came to a real yard. And we're going to touch on some other cases if they came to real yards. So Surf is next. If Diddy came to the yard in Cumberland or Fort Dix or Leavenworth, with those type of charges, he would have to go up top. Sex crimes. Forcibly rape. You know what I'm saying? All that shit against women. Any regular schmo would have to go. So that's an issue.
Okay.
Right there. Yo, bro, you got sex crimes, my nigga. Gotta go, bro. You gotta tap in. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Then you got, if they was to say, nah, he good, he gonna stay with us. So now you got another car, like, so the New York niggas holding down rats or holding down pedophiles? Y'all doing that? Y'all holding down pedophiles. So the last four niggas that y'all made go up top, they had them same charges. You gotta let them come back out.
Right.
He's here. Or you say, I'm not with no car, and nothing against the Muslims, you take your Shahada. Or you sit with the Christians. It don't matter what you did, if you take your Shahada, the Muslims will protect you. And that's how we're going to prison. Not saying they support no rats, but they say, and I had an issue with this before, they say the blood of a Muslim is sacred. Whatever he did before this is forgiven, and this is what it is now. I say, I know for a fact that this nigga told on some shit, and you telling me because he turned Muslim today.
Right.
Today, I can't touch him. I had an issue with that. They tell you in SIS, which is what you, a gang unit that you go through before you get to the yard. They like take pictures of your tattoos and see you gang related, see you affiliated, all that. They tell you in there, if you a rat, verbatim, if you a rat, take a shahada.
That's crazy. I'm not okay with that. And I understand because, okay, however, certain crimes, mm-hmm. Yes, we're not God, we're not Allah, no. However,
mm-hmm.
Children, crimes against children, sex crimes against women, sex crimes against men, in my book, those really are unforgivable. Listen,
mm-hmm.
That's unforgivable. Protection, who's protecting that child for the rest of their life? The trauma, the thing, they may not ever get over this. You have people who never, ever get over being molested as a child. But you supposed to be forgiven for this? I understand, yes, we are supposed to forgive.
And it's fucked up. And I'm only telling you what I've been through or what I could prove 100%. Now, this is federal prison, the same state. I never been to the state prison. I surpassed the state and went to the feds. You know what I'm saying? I graduated. I went to the feds first. I never went to the state. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you what happens in the feds. You come in there with sex crimes, pedophile, rape, you're a rat, you're getting packed up. You got 30 days to produce paperwork. And please don't think you bigger than the program. I don't give a fuck how tough you think you are, how hard you think you go. We will roll your ass up. That's exactly what we told motherfucker. You had some niggas coming in, and you what? And your big man dick his head, right? You got laughing, grin when niggas head up, dick his head, right? And yeah, you got 30 days, bro, to get that. 30 days to get that.
So if they don't produce it in
30 days,
then what
happens? Then niggas gonna come holler. And niggas ain't coming to talk. Niggas ain't coming to talk. You be getting that phone call. Your son got flown out to the nearest hospital because of his injuries. You be getting that conversation. See how that go. Because you thought you was bigger than the program. I've handed niggas bags, and hey, yo, bro, just coming off the bus, and hey, yo, bro, take this. If you fucked up, don't take this. Just go up top right now. I've been called to the lieutenant's office, Brian. I heard you checking motherfuckers in, bro. You can't do that, bro. Can't do that, bro. Just give him the option to walk over. Don't hurt him. Look, you fucking checking paperwork, motherfucker. I've been in them conversations. You know what I'm saying? I've been in them conversations. Man, sir. His type of crime coming in with 5 years. If I was on that yard, you had to show me documentation. It don't look right.
Yeah.
And I don't have documentation, so I'm limited to the things I'm going to say because I only speak on facts. But I'm going to give my opinion on it. If I was on that yard, I would say, bro, you got 30 days to get that. And you got how much time for him? I'll give it to my man Buck, which is the legal beagle. He gonna dig in your shit. He gonna find it. If it's something to find, he gonna find it. And you gotta pack your ass up and you gotta roll out.
Roll out.
Because you're not bigger than the program. Nope. Nobody's bigger than the program. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's a lot of ways this Diddy shit can go, man. You know what I mean? And the feds just play real dirty. They play real vicious. You know what I'm saying? They play a fucked up game. They played a fucked up game with me. And they're gonna play a fucked up game with him and anybody else that they pull inside that system. Because it's designed for you not to leave that motherfucker. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They don't go fuck. In 2008, I met a nigga that been down since 79, motherfucker. Come on now. 1979? Come on, bro. You know what he said he gonna do when he go home? Get him a sandwich and rob a bank. Jeez. So I can have a little money when I come back in this motherfucker, because this is where I live at.
Jeez. That's wow.
Got no kids. My mother gone. My father gone. My kids don't know me. What I'm going to do? Go out there and find a job?
Yes.
Exactly what he's going to do. What I'm going to do?
Go find a job.
At 70 years old?
He was 70. Oh, wow.
He still had time left. He wasn't open. He still had time left. What I'm going to do at 70 years old? Go find a job? After I've been in jail since I was 30-something, 27 years old, and I'm walking out 70 years old? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Put an application in? His life is over. He got used to the structure of prison, so this is where he live at. It's fucked up. I went through a list today of rappers that's locked up in 2024, and there's so many motherfucking rappers locked up for bodies and robberies, and these niggas is getting up in the position to get the bag, and they finessing themselves out of their situation.
Ooh, give me some
being names. Violent.
Give us some names.
Give you some names. Give you some names. Give you some names. My slippy's over there.
Yeah.
My slippy's over there.
I don't keep up with info. You know. I know Young Thug.
Let me get my chart. Oh, please.
I know Young Thug.
Yes, 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 yes.
Casanova.
Yeah.
What's his name? The one I like, Max B. Listen, I love me some Max B. When I was steady, I would listen to Max B sometimes. I would always listen to like jazz, but then depending on what I was doing, if it was like crunch time, if I was cramming, I would listen to Max B. Love it. I can't think of anybody else.
But
yeah, can't think of anybody else. Thank y'all again for tuning in to G-Wall Chronicles.
Joining in trip. I got you. I'm back.
Season wrap up. Make sure you go check us out on all streaming platforms.
We on YouTube,
Spotify, Apple Music.
We on all them shits.
What else?
YouTube.
I said YouTube.
You said YouTube.
Spotify, Apple Music.
Okay, so let's go to...
So we're going to tell y'all the list.
Mm-hmm.
Rundown of all the rappers that are locked up in 2024.
This is crazy.
Mm.
This is
you know, I hate that for my brothers. You know what I mean? Because they get to these levels and they can't let go of that lifestyle that they were so accustomed to.
Here we go.
This is unfortunate.
Here we go. All right. P. Diddy, racketeering, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Release date to be announced. Dirty Tate, attempted murder, criminal street gang participation, aggravated assault, aggravated battery, cruelty to children. Release date 2041. 24 Lit, possession of firearm as a felon. Release date to be determined. 757BA, murder. Release date to be determined. C. Glizzy, murder. To be determined. Anti the Menace, armed robbery, participation in criminal street gang activity. Release date to be determined. Hot Boy West, release date 2039. Two counts of family assault. Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, robbery, child endangerment, 2039. Okay. Blueface, probation violation, to be determined. Mm-hmm. Super MC, murder, to be determined. Lil Perk, murder.
Lil Perk, like
Lil Percocet? Lil Percocet. Lil Perk, murder, release date, 2043.
Sheesh.
Lil Zay Osama, possession of a firearm with defaced serial number, theft of stolen goods exceeding 10,000, still in court right now. Quando Rondo, drug trafficking, still in court. Crip Mac, possession of a firearm, still in court. Trap Boy Freddy, possession of a firearm, think he just came home. Rock Ken, armed robbery, 2043 release date. Gunplay, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, false imprisonment, child abuse.
Get out of here!
In court right now.
What?
Mm-hmm. TG Crippy, two counts of gun possession, in court right now. MHD, murder, release date 2035. Nas GPG, attempted murder, in court right now. YSL Mondo, possession of firearm, controlled subject, street gang terrorism, in court right now. Murder Gang Juju, release date 2115. Hold the fuck up.
What?
Hold the fuck up.
Wait, what?
Hold the fuck up.
21 50. He got almost 100 years. Yo, wait, what was his charge?
Murder of Lil Jody.
Who was that?
Must have been another rapper or something.
One person.
Murder of Lil Jody. Release date 21/15.
Wait, hold on. We need to look this up real quick. Hold on. No. Hold
on. Murder. Can anybody give me some intel on Murder Gang Juju?
What? No, but that's what?
Murder Gang Juju. Murder Gang Juju. 21/15. Sheesh. Superstar Pride. Murder. Still in court. Spot him, got him. Fleeing and eluding police. Burglary and possession. Knock his mucking head off. Business with the knock his head off. The fucking dance to fucking that fucking ride with Spot him, got him. What the fuck is that song? The fucking dance with the motherfucking Junebug nigga. The nigga Junebug.
Okay.
That dude. Let's see. Gully. Murder, 2047. Rack 5, gun charge, 2030. The Biggest Fin, 4800. Murder, still in court. Boss Top, gun charge, 2028. No Savage, malicious discharge of firearm, use of a firearm, 2026. Sus, 2047. Murder. S Wavy, 2047. Murder. Running Up J-Bo, attempted murder, robbery, 2058. Casanova, racketeering, drug charges, 2039. Fetty Wap, conspiracy to distribute controlled substance, 2029. Frenchy, four counts of burglary, 2035 for burglary. OMB Bloodbath, racketeering, still in court.
Wait, Paul. The name.
OMB Bloodbath.
Like, you setting yourself up right there. These names. Come on, guys.
Psycho Bob, gun charge, 2028.
Come on, the name.
T-Scam, six counts of wounding with the intent to kill.
Of what?
Wounding. So he shot a nigga or stabbed a nigga.
I've never heard.
Six counts of wounding. Never. With the intent to kill. Nas EBK. I'm about to put the phone number up here to call too. Nas EBK. Murder. Yo, a lot of niggas is killing niggas. K Flock. Racketeering. Murder. Still in court. LD. Attempted murder. Still in court. Sue Surf. Possession of firearm as a felon. Racketeering, release date 2028.
Lil
G.
Did y'all hear that, Paul?
Release date 2028.
Did you guys hear that?
What's this, 2024?
He said. Sue Surf. What's the charges against them? Please repeat.
Felon possession of a firearm as a felon.
Hold on. That charge normally carries definitely more than 5 years.
Definitely more than 5 years.
Okay, next.
Racketeering.
That definitely carries more than 5 years. Next. Like, like
2028. It's 2024.
Yeah, 4 more years.
He'd be home in 4 years.
Come on, guys.
Low G, murder. 2044. 30 Deep Grimy. Possession of a firearm. Release date 2030.
30 Deep Grimy.
Lowski. Gun charge 2030. Tory Lanez. Assault with a semi automatic firearm.
Oh, Tory.
Release date 2033.
Oh, Tory. Free Tory.
Free Tory Lanez, yo.
Free Tory, man. And they lied on Tory.
We'll talk about that too.
They lied on Tory.
Corleone, sex trafficking of minors by force.
Oh, hell.
Court of coercion, 2039. Matt Critter, murder. YSL Unfunk.
What?
YSL Unfunk. Nasty work. Nasty work. YSL Unfunk. Probation violation. Young Thug. Racketeering. Two counts of conspiracy to distribute controlled substances. Possession of controlled substances. Possession of a firearm while committing a felony. Possession of a machine gun. Yikes. Still in court right now. Hood Rich Pablo Juan. Racketeering. 2027. Ugiano. Cutting off ankle monitor. 2026. Tear it off greasy. Tear it off greasy. Armed robbery and burglary. Still in court.
Whoa.
Mystical. Rape.
Oh.
Still in court.
Wait, that's what he back.
Yeah, three. He had three rape charges already. Mystical take ass. Mystical taking ass. Mystical is taking. He told y'all I came here with my dick in my hand. He told you I came with my dick in my hand.
He did say that.
I came with my dick in my head.
Be cool.
Bitch, be cool. And don't worry about coming to the
oh my.
This ain't what I do. This ain't what I do. Stupid. What am I trying to shut
up? He always tells us to the music.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. I had no idea.
R. Kelly did say my mind telling me no. Meek said, I'm having a threesome with two bitches and I'm not amused. Hey, yo.
Oh.
Hold up. I'm always amused. Let me change something. See two women with each. How you going? That's like when a nigga said, what am I doing with that bitch? She can't even get me hard. What bitch can't? I'm going to fuck fat, tall, one nigga in the kickstand. Nigga, that's a bitch. Fuck is you talking? I'm having a threesome with two bitches and I'm not amused. How, Sway? The song with him and Rick Ross. Yep, he said that. Cap, he said that. He said that. A bunch of other niggas in here for murder. That's all you see is murder. Murder, manslaughter. Six counts of murder. Look at this nigga right here. Flacon Kolf. Six counts of murder.
Jeez.
Six counts of possession with a firearm. Aggravated assault. Still in court.
Oh, he is. Well, they say innocent until proven guilty. So let me not say that.
Baby Walk, murder. Coach the Goat, murder. Still in court. YGG Tay, murder. 2036. Muwop, accused of murdering FBG Duck. Hasn't been sentenced yet. Problem Child, five counts of murder.
Yikes!
Gerald 10K, five counts of murder. Elo Frost, attempted murder. AR Ab, drug trafficking. 2066. The fuck my nigga Ab. Get all that fucking time for drug trafficking. Salento, murder. It's still in court. Wife and Lucci, racketeering murder. He just got sentenced. His sentence is crazy, too. He just got like 7 years or some shit. And that's suspect, too. Remember his man got shot in the head? They threw him out the car. Yeah, left him in the street, threw him out the car. Then some other shit happened. And a lot of gunplay, murder, racketeering, and that motherfucker be home in like 6 years. Top five, murder, still in court. SJ, murder, released 2039. That's good. 10 years, 15 years, he could be out. PBG Chemo, gun charge, 2025. Just Blow 600, murder, 2041. Goon, pursuing possession of a firearm, fleeing police, still in court. Mel Stacks, his case, nothing is in it. CB, attempted murder, possession of a shotgun, still in court. No, 2042, excuse me. Farmer, murder, 2046. Kidnapping, causing grievous bodily harm, blackmail, Young Diz, 2033. Two counts of murder, wife and Melly. Yo, these niggas is killing shit. That's all you see is murder. They say, Max B. Robbery, murder, be home this year.
Oh!
No, we're gonna see.
Hey, Matt.
G Depp, murder, 2027, be home.
Oh, that's what he.
Max B charges with murder, conspiracy, and robbery. See, murder. His release date 2023. I think he go up for parole. I don't think he got parole. I think they look at this motherfucker. Rape. The nigga named Sick X. Rape. 15 counts of forcibly committed lascivious acts upon a child. 2 counts of oral copulation with a child. 4 counts of aggravated sexual assault of a child. 2 counts of sexual penetration of a child. And he be home in 2048.
What the? He should be coming home in 2115.
So you could wild out on kids.
Unacceptable.
You see that? You see that? That was wild, right? 15 count. He did this with babies. 15 count.
He should never be able to come home.
15 count.
Ever.
Max B probably done up too. Mm-mm. Max B probably done up too. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's 15 counts?
That's sick. You should never be able to see the light of day again. And he's coming home in what?
2048, what's this, 2024?
He got a dub. 20 years.
He might have a hard bid, though. Keep it 100 with you.
Yeah, make it hard.
He might have a hard time.
15 counts.
Yeah, he definitely ain't walking no yards with that type of shit on him.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nah, he cannot. Nah. But yo. I'm telling you, a lot of the jail niggas fuck with Trump because he signed them laws into play.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. On a political aspect, since the Reagan era, when they was charging niggas with, when they did the war on drugs, remember that? They was charging you with 100 to 1. If you got caught with 1 gram of coke, I mean 1 gram of crack, they was equivalent that to 1,000 grams of cocaine. Right? So niggas get caught with 5 grams, that's 5,000 grams. So niggas was getting 30, 40, 50, 60 as they was getting smoked. Clinton signed it into play. Bush kept it for his whole 8. Obama didn't sign it. Trump signed it. Niggas was getting immediate release left and right.
As they can have.
Word.
Because, you know, I have,
what's good, bro?
I have my opinion on drug charges and things like that. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, my feeling is this. You charge someone who sells drugs
mm-hmm.
to people who willingly seek out these drugs. Some of you in law enforcement, mm-hmm. and a politician,
mm-hmm.
take drugs. How dare you want to charge somebody when you take drugs yourself?
When you take drugs yourself.
But you want to charge me 50 years life? No. But you want to give a child molester who touched 15 children.
15. Church.
20 years.
He get 20.
He get 20 years. Nah, he unacceptable. Unacceptable.
He get 20.
Mm-mm.
You see that shit though?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Oh, man. But that's the justice system.
That's our justice system, right?
You can rape 15 fucking kids and get 20 years. And we just read those charges of niggas getting caught with guns, robbery, shootings, and getting 25, 30s, and 40 years.
Yep.
Make that make sense?
Yep.
Can anybody make that make sense?
Nope.
Jeezy said it because you get more time for selling drugs than murder. That was real in this crazy world. in this crazy world.
Yeah.
Where you get more time for a gun than fucking a child.
Crazy. Crazy.
Just let that sit for a second. And then they come home and some of them don't even got to register.
Nope. And they back at it.
Ladies, run that man name through that the registry.
Yes.
Ladies, run that man name through the registry. This is G World Chronicles, and we talk about the real shit. Ladies, before you bring that man around your kids, run his name through. Make sure that's his real name.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm being so eager.
Make sure that's his real name. And search his name in your county and five counties over. You search your nigga phone, search your kids' phones. See who they talking to. What they looking at. Worry about what I'm looking at. Right. It's some sick motherfuckers in jail. It's motherfuckers laying in bed with men in jail and coming home laying in bed with women. Freaky ass nigga, he's a 69. Some freaky shit going on out here. You niggas worried about Diddy on the street. Worry about Diddy in jail.
Take that.
Word is bone.
Also, I want to add to the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, have real conversations with your children.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them about being around people and what it is like when somebody makes them feel uncomfortable and what to do in those situations and where people are allowed to and not allowed to touch you, you know, and who is allowed to touch you, because mm-hmm. everybody isn't allowed to touch you. And no, you cannot just because mommy and daddy and I see you on the street and we walking doesn't mean that I'm supposed to get in this car with you. No, mm-hmm. because I'm going to call my mother or father first to find out if it's okay. Mm-hmm. And you got to speak to them. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. Please have these conversations with your children, because the children get taken by loved ones as well.
Yeah.
The people that they know.
Money making sunny.
Yes. Please have these conversations with your children. It's extremely important, because 9 times out of 10, if you do have these conversations and God forbid they get tried in that way, they're going to know what to do. Can't nobody tell them, oh, if you tell your mother or your father, I'm going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, because we done had this talk already. And so you already know, and mommy or daddy done showed you what to do, how to protect mm-hmm. yourself and get going. If that happens, if you are in that type of situation, have these conversations with your children, please. It will save their life.
Mm-hmm. And I want motherfuckers to know, like, ain't nothing cool about jail. We definitely don't promote, not here to glorify jail and no shit like that. I just tell stories from what I've been through and my experiences. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of motherfuckers who go to jail and don't make it back. Okay. And don't even have to deal with violence. Medical. Me, I had a lightweight heart attack in jail. I had surgery in jail. Bango was good, bro. You know what I'm saying? I had surgery in jail. Had to leave the jail. Had to go to the hospital. Had to go, you know what I'm saying? In the OR. Like, real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was some scary shit. You know? Motherfuckers let these feds tell them a song and a dance, and motherfuckers going in, y'all snitching, y'all tell them this and tell them that. That shit follow you, dude. That shit follow you, yo. You might get it off for a little bit. This car don't check paperwork, or this jail don't check, and you're gonna see you somewhere else. Or every other Tuesday when that bus comes, you never know who's gonna be on that bus to put you out there, my nigga.
Yep.
It's wouldn't be in your best interest to be labeled that, my nigga. That's bad dope, my nigga. That's bad. That's bad, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen a lot of niggas break down. I'm like, damn, bro, I gotta go. You gotta go up top, bro. A lot of niggas who I was cool with had to walk the yards with. Shit came down the pipeline. These niggas had to go, bro. And I'm gonna ask you to roll before I make you roll. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing cool about that fed shit, bro. Niggas in there with long fucking numbers, man. And niggas that's laughing at this diddy shit, real talk. You ain't been through nothing if you laughing at this shit. That's real shit. That man in a prison cell right now, nigga. If everybody's so fucking upset, ain't nobody do nothing. Nobody want no street justice. I'm more of a street justice nigga myself. You mean tell me this nigga run around roughing anybody off and ain't nobody do nothing? Nothing? Nothing physical.
Yep. I just rob a widow at the party. Taking pictures with him, doing albums with him, making songs with him.
I don't respect lawsuits because that means your disrespect got a price tag on it. If you really want justice, ain't no lawsuit. Civil suit. Criminal suit. I want no money. If you violated me in that way, what money gonna do? Make it a wreck? He raped me, but if you pay me, it's cool.
Right. Right. That's very true.
The fuck?
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
You disrespect on the price tag.
Yes.
Like, I respect the lady that's putting the case on Charlamagne right now.
Mm-hmm.
She said, verbatim, I don't want to pay out. They offered me to pay out. I don't want to pay out. Right. I don't want money. I want them to go to jail. Mm-hmm. You want no money? What money are you going to do?
Not
going to
change.
If you say you cry every night, money going to stop you from crying every night?
Nope.
Make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Yeah, that's very true. Very, very true.
So what good is a lawsuit? Years later. Took you all this time to stop fighting for yourself? Like, come on, bro. Like, make it make sense, yo. And I hate the fact that people count, because I know it's a lot of motherfuckers on my page. Viewers on my page that comment under my page, that comment under my pictures, and you the same motherfuckers that counted me out. They was the same ones who counted me out when I went to the Fed had to do that 10. Male and female. And now I'm running past a lot of you niggas that never been to jail. Since we're talking facts, let's talk about it. Ain't nothing like when the motherfucker counts you out. Yo, he finished, bro. Yo, he finished, bro. He finished, bro. He done, bro. Done. Then you got your fucking mind. Don't count nobody out, bro. Don't kick nobody while they down, bro. That ain't cool. It's not cool. It's not cool. It's not cool. I don't give a fuck what a nigga did. Because we wasn't at none of them parties, so we don't know what the fuck went on. We just know what the media fluff up. What the newspaper fluff up. Yep. What the streets fluff up. Rumors, nigga. Rumors. Yep. Rumors. Shit be fluffed up. And fuck this nigga shit. I'm talking about the hood. What we go through every day. Shit be fluffed up. Rumor mill. Nigga calling your phone. Can't wait to tell you some bullshit. Ready to gossip. All day, every day. That's all these niggas do. Just run their fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? Go to jail and run their fucking mouths and they get hurt. Some niggas don't make it. But yo, man. it's just sad, yo, that the recidivism rate is as high as it is. How many of our black brothers keep going back and forth to jail? All right, you go to jail, you try something, it don't work, and then you come right back. Like, yo, it ain't over because you got a criminal record, bro. It ain't over. It ain't over because you went to jail, bro. Like, you can still do shit, bro. Like, you can still succeed out here, bro. It ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck off them corners, fellas. Playing them games, still trying to cut corners, man. Get that money, man. Move your family out the fucking hood. Stack that chicken and roll. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's just your boy, man, Pesos, man. G-Wall Chronicles. While we're going to the next season. Got some shit planned for the next season. We going audio and video. I mean, this is live on the gram right now, but actually the whole entire podcast will be live. You know what I'm saying? And everything will be, you know, in sync, uploaded directly straight to the YouTube. Working on the kinks out on that now. Dope exclusive interviews. Like I said, audio and video, male and female. So I got some shit brewing. I got some shit planned. Got some shit worked out. Keep calling my phone. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Yeah, that's fine. So I just worked some kinks out. So, you know this shit, Frank, man. I got your back, bro. You know this shit, bro. I got a few episodes. You could just Google G-Wall Chronicles and all the episodes will come up. Go right to your Google search and type in G-Wall Chronicles and everything will come up. YouTube, Spotify, every, you know, social media platform that I'm on. You know, everything will be there for you. So definitely tap into that. Subscribe, comment, give me some suggestions, some ideas. Like I said, you can go in and type in G-Wall Chronicles into your podcast, into your Google search, and everything will come up. If you guys are interested in getting some juices, some stuff made, my Issa Y, she has a juice business that she's doing as well. I can tap into her page and get juices done. Give them your Instagram and your social media so they can tap into that and get meal preps and juices and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Issa Wise at M as in Mary 8. I'm not about to spell it. Check it.
At.
You know what? That all you gotta do is tune into G Walk Chronicles page and then you'll see me tagged. Mm-hmm. And, you know. Then you're gonna tap in and I got you. Yeah. Thank y'all for tuning in. No snitching. Stay out of trouble. Be mindful of the company that you're keeping.
Be mindful of the company that you keep.
Okay. When you feel like the energy is off, know that what you're feeling is correct. We second guess that feeling all the time. We have to learn from that because every time we get that feeling and we second guess it, what happened? Wait, is that a person?
Somebody just came. Somebody just chimed in. What's good, my boy?
Hey, yo, what's up, bro?
I'm Gucci, my guy. I'm Gucci, bro.
How you doing? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. What's up, my boy? I appreciate that. Let's do it. Let's work, bro. Let's work. We can definitely exchange info. I pull up. You know the shit. I appreciate that. You my brother back, bro. I appreciate that. Let's get that in. Let's get that in. Let's set that up ASAP. Let's set that up. We pull up. You see, back when you know, I'm going to text you as soon as you come through. Everything's good, my brother. How you, bro? How the family? I already know the shit. I already know this shit, my nigga. I love you, bro. You know this shit. I see you soon. I see you soon, bro. Say less, my boy. Be safe out there, bro.
Peace, bro.
Peace, quick. Where is my boy Al tapping in? He has another podcast as well. Union Street. We're going to sit down. We definitely set that up. We pull up. Big shout to Al. Big shout to tap in. I mean, niggas is putting out content. Shit real. Shit going up. We networking is what it's all about.
Yeah.
We got to get to it. Matter of fact, let me put the sister on there. Y'all looking at me and all that. Let me put the sister.
What's going on, my beautiful people? How y'all doing?
You know what I'm saying? Let me put the sister
on there. How y'all feeling tonight? Thank y'all for tuning in again. Look, we love y'all because we have to stay tapped in and tuned in to everybody. You know, we all trying to do something. Not trying. We all are doing something. And we all have a goal that we are aiming to reach. And we're going to reach it. But we also have to support one another in the process. So.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all.
Word.
Okay, I'm over here too.
Mm-hmm. Video, I appreciate anybody for tapping in. The links will be available prior.
Yeah.
He said, my boyfriend said, I know her. That's the homie. Oh, shit. I knew her voice from somewhere. She got the voice. I told her she got the voice. Listen, we should look. Tag 94.7. Tell him we coming for a that's slot,
right.
Nigga.
That's right. What's going
down
on?
Down trying to beat him and tag them in the shit. We coming for a slot, nigga.
We just not. G-Wall Chronicles, we got some other things that we working up, you know what I mean?
Oh, we got Agree to Disagree coming. Yeah. This is the last episode for this. Yeah. I love that.
Agree to Disagree
cooking, nigga.
Real soon. Ladies. Tap in, ladies. Fellas. Tap in, fellas.
Yes, you said, listen.
Tap in.
Interviews is popping. I said tap in. We doing interviews.
If you want to
on them.
Inbox us, let us know. We got you. We'll set that up. Yes. Nothing is off limits.
All content. All content.
Yes. Yes. Mhm.
Let's go. Big shout out to everybody that's tapping in. Send my love, much love from the G Wall family. And until the next episode, y'all be safe.
Blessings, y'all.
Peace.
Peace and love.